Hello and welcome to Booktopia on. I am Bronwyn.
I'm Doug.
I'm Sarah.
And today we're discussing making time to read.
I don't know about you guys, but that is one of the most common things I hear from people when you're like trying to spark up a conversation about books is, oh, I don't have any time to read. And even us here, we read so much, but we feel like we don't have time.
I still feel like I don't read anything.
Yeah.
And yet I read every day.
No matter, like, I think the thing is, if you're a reader, you never feel like you're reading as much as you want to.
Because you know what that's like, because you go on holidays and you read 4 hours.
Yeah. Instead of just this, like, snatched out here or there. So, like, what are your guys' tips? How do you clear some time to read?
One of the earliest things I learned how to do is you open a secondhand bookshop.
Everyone should be able to do that, right?
That's so get a couple hundred thousand dollars.
Hot tip from John.
No, it was very cheap to have a secondhand bookshop, and I recommend for anyone who really wants to have some. Either that or jail.
Jail's good. Okay, John.
Yeah, earn a lot of money.
These tips are not really good.
Or commit a crime is what.
Earn a lot of money. I'm talking secondhand books. Isn't that
go to jail?
Okay, but you had a secondhand bookshop in what, Mosman? Back in how long ago? A million years ago.
Last century.
Exactly. Okay, Mosman today. Good luck. I'm sorry.
So if you can't open your own secondhand bookstore and you don't want to go to jail, which I feel like is the majority of people out there. What can we do to, if you just like, oh, I'd love to read more, but I don't have time.
One thing I do is, because I drive every day to work, and so whether you drive or you commute on the train or something, you know, rather than sitting there and listening to music, which is what I did for a long time before it clicked in my brain, audiobooks.
Hmm.
You know, it's not like, it's a different format of reading, but I'm still churning out, how many have I listened to this year? At least probably 10,
yeah,
you know, and then you can change the speed so it goes faster, and I feel like now when I'm driving that I'm not wasting my time in the car because I spend a good hour and a half every day in the car.
I think audiobooks are a really good tip, but say you're someone, I'm just playing devil's advocate.
That's fine.
Say you're someone like me who doesn't pay for an audiobook subscription service.
Yes, okay.
Or who really loves podcasts or really loves music and really prefers to listen to those in the car, then what?
Okay, well, then you hire a butler and you have him sit in the passenger seat of the car and
this
he can
like
read the book to you.
Advice from John's school.
No, I was going there. Okay, well, if the car and the train and all that.
You cut them out, they're gone.
Yeah.
Sarah's just thrown those away.
You know what? Oh, yeah, that's my best advice.
On trains, if you're sitting on a train, my brother used to do an hour on a train. And today he does an hour or so on the train. You get through a lot of books if you can read on, you know, and not get motion sickness.
But then it also depends on what kind of, like, if you can read while there's so much going on around you.
Mm.
Like, I sometimes struggle to read on the train.
It's hard to concentrate.
Yeah, there's a lot of people, whereas in the car, it's... you're in your own world.
So I love listening to audiobooks in the car, by the way. I was just throwing it out there for the people who aren't interested in that.
Well, the people who don't drive, or the people who walk to work because that's how close they live. They don't get that commute. They don't
also, if you're struggling to read the amount of books you want to read, I mean, even though audiobooks sort of helps you to read whilst doing something else, it is much slower listening to a book read aloud than reading it.
Mm-hmm. Not if you times it by four.
But then
which I can't do.
So I'm just imagining Bron sitting in the car listening to
I listen to it on 1.75, I think, speed.
Whereas I still think you can read faster.
Yeah. You can. I think Tanae listens to it on 3x speed, which is just too fast.
That seems frantic to me. I wouldn't enjoy that at all.
But it's okay. Let's get home time. So
yeah.
This
is where I feel like the tips come really in handy, because when I hear I don't have time to read, sure, sometimes you've got 4 kids, you've got a lot to get done when you get home, but eventually you're going to have, hopefully, even if it's only half an hour, some wind down time. And I think most people, like, want to turn on the TV.
Yes.
And I have a 2-page rule. So when I get home and I'm, like, doing whatever I have to do and then it gets to my wind down time and my hand is on the remote, I always say to myself, just read 2 pages of whatever book it is that you've got going, and if those just 2 pages, that's it. And if you're not caught up and if you don't want to keep reading, then fine, watch your TV show.
It might work its
magic. More often than not, it's starting to read that's the hard part. It's like doing homework. Starting it is the hard part. Once you're doing it, it's great.
So
well,
true.
Not that homework's great, but you know what I mean.
And not that reading is like homework.
No, but it's like it's, anything you don't want to do, often the actual doing of it is not that bad. It's just forcing yourself to begin.
Yeah. That's actually a very good rule. I think I'm going to try that. I mean, I have something similar in that, yeah, I mean, working a lot and I do a lot of sport and things after work. So something like last night I wasn't home till 9 o'clock. Mm-hmm. But, you know, whenever I'm going to bed, I generally, if I want to read, I save it for bedtime, but I say that I want to be asleep by 11 o'clock. I will go to bed at 10:30 and I will say that half an hour is reading time. And so whether or not I get through two pages and I'm exhausted and fall asleep, and sometimes I'll be up to midnight reading because it just so happens that I'm not actually that tired or it's a really great book or something. And so that's sort of my way of always just churning out a couple of chapters.
Just sitting aside that time.
Yeah.
Look, reading was always part of my sleeping ritual until it's one of two things happen now. Like if I'm cozy in my bed and I open a book, either I
pass out.
Pass out within a paragraph, or the alternative is up till 2 a.m.
Yeah.
So
you
I've stopped doing
extremes.
That. Yeah. I can't, it's an all or nothing sort of thing with me. Once I'm like in a bed, I will have a sleepless night or I will go straight to sleep. So I tend to just read on the couch or read like places where I'm less likely to nod off.
That's
and then I save bed
point,
for,
too.
You know.
Well, I actually tell people in the shop because people always say, I get into bed, got my book, got my cup of tea, start reading a page, fall asleep. My response to them was, well, bed's not for that. Bed's for two things. And one of them is not reading.
No.
Right? And that's it. So you read before you get into bed. You spend that time. I mean, the TV is always going to be a challenge. But one of the things that I found that over and over when people complained about having no time when they're in my shop, not buying books, just talking to me, and telling me they haven't got time to read. Thanks for coming.
You could be reading now.
I don't know why. What it is about a lot of readers is they have one book on the go. I don't understand it.
No, I don't get it either.
Like we watch TV, you can watch so many different shows in 1 week. You can watch the news. You can watch a silly game show. Then you can watch your favorite series, two episodes.
Something
then you can
for each mood.
Yeah.
Switch over to
so
a
you
movie.
Have,
yeah.
You just have a range of books open at all times that your mood suits. So
all different, all different genres.
All different genres.
Yeah.
And just have them on the go. So you have a history, you have a memoir, you have a light fiction, you have a heavy fiction.
Yeah.
And read whatever the mood strikes you.
Yeah.
I rarely read one book at a time. Like I've usually started a bunch. But I know some people really don't like to read more than one.
I know, but I think it's conditional. I think they've sort of been trained into it at school. And the way people talk about books is that I don't understand it myself.
But people are starting to do that with TV as well, right? They have one show on the go.
Yeah, and they just watch it.
No, that doesn't happen.
No, but it happens.
Binge.
Yeah.
Well, you binge, but I still, like, I'm a binger.
Personally, I have a variety of
things. I'll still
watch it. But you will speak to someone and they're like, I'm doing The Good Wife at the moment. That's all I'm watching.
Yeah, it's all like, watching, like weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, because I rarely physically read multiple books at a time, but I say I'm reading more books at once because I listen to one and I read one.
Yeah, so that's... You're consuming two books.
Yeah, I'm consuming two books at once, but when I... I'm not in my car and I'm like, it's time for the physical book. And mostly I just have the one. But I really think it just depends because normally I'm happy and I just want to read that one book and I'll get through it pretty quickly.
The other way to get good reading time is if you're with a partner or you're in a group of people, is to
like
make sure they're reading. Make sure you're feeding them the right kind of books so that they're addicted as much as you are. Because sometimes if your partner's not reading...
Then you won't read.
Yeah, they want to watch a TV series and they want, why don't you sit with me?
Yeah.
But if you can get them to read, then you've got time to read and then you're a win. And same with families and friendships. On holidays, sometimes they always want to do something.
I went on a holiday with a friend last year and we had reading time. We just we went out and we got an ice cream and we just sat on a park bench and we read. Silently next to each other, and it was so nice.
That sounds great.
I know, right? What holiday should be like that?
Well, that's the other. There's a that habit of all of us to hoard our reading for those 4 weeks or those 2 weeks that we get off.
No.
In the year, so many. I mean, I used to have people come into my shop and bring in a pile walk out with a pile of books, and that was their whole year's reading. And most of them get knocked over in that holiday period.
Because it's all about routine. If you don't make... You can say I don't have time for reading, but it's the same as saying I don't have time for exercise or I don't have time for...
To cook a proper whatever. Meal or yeah. something. Yeah.
Like, you do... You're just not prioritizing it. Mm. So if you add it to your routine, even if it's just 10 minutes or 20 minutes a day or a week, like whatever you can manage, then it becomes part of your life and you... It's like anything, like...
Well, I always... Like, because I sleep in every day for work. Like, I have to get up at 7. That's quite late for some people. Mm. You know, people like Tanea, right? And they have to get up at 4 a.m. or something stupid like that every day.
God, that hurts.
So I say, you know, oh, I don't have any more time in my day, but that's not true. Like, I could get up at 6 or 6:30 and get something done in the morning.
People achieve extraordinary things. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, if you really want to do something, you will find a way to do it.
Some people can write novels outside work hours.
Yeah, well, some people can't they?
Yeah, don't.
I think there's always time to read. It's just a question of making that time and, you know,
really wanting it. Also, the key is to find the right book. You know, yes. And really listen
and ignore
to
what you think you should be reading.
Exactly.
And read
so really
read.
Trust your gut and what you want to read and go for
when
it.
When I hear people who are like reading a book they don't like, and they're going, you don't like it, put it aside.
Life is too short.
And because
done that,
they're not
I've
reading
stopped.
Because they don't, like, they're looking at this book going, oh, I don't like that book. You don't have to read that book. You can read any
there
other
are
book.
So
and
many,
they trap themselves
end up in
into this.
Stalemate.
Yeah, they have to finish a book. No, you don't have to finish a book.
I don't understand that mindset. I DNF immediately. If I'm not, like, into it by 100 pages, then.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Well, Tanea, again, comes to mind when she was reading Great Expectations. And I think she did enjoy it, but it took her, for Tanea standards, who can read a book in a day, you know, took her so long. And she kept persevering. And it was stopping her from reading in her natural flow, as many as she normally can. And I just said, why don't you just stop it? Like, you're obviously not enjoying it enough to... But she was so pig-headed about it.
Some people have to finish.
And I was like, whereas I will put a book down. I can think of two off the top of my head. I won't mention them, of course. In the last, you know, 6 months that I've just gone, you know what? It's not doing it for me. I'm going to stop and read something I love.
I remember you getting in, Sarah, getting into those reading slumps where you can't even face a book.
Yeah, sometimes I just...
What's your trick to get out of that?
Oh, that's horrible.
So one of my standard tricks, and I don't know why it happens. I love reading so much, but just sometimes a good book can do it to you. Like, you read a really good one and you're like, oh.
I'm done.
Not everything else you look at is just like, oh, you're not going to... No. you know, and it's terrible because then you just suddenly... When I'm not reading, it opens up a lot of time in my life, and I'm like, look at this show, look at that thing that I could do. Like, oh, might buy another 10 pot plants. Like, there's, you know, and then it's hard to get back into it. So the thing that worked last time I was in a reading slump was to reread an old favorite, and then it sort of reboots you, and you're like, okay, I can like other books. I will attempt to. Like, well, my last really bad slump was because of John's book.
Yeah.
And I was like, well,
not because it was bad,
I'm destroyed
but because
now.
It was good.
Yeah. Like, and it not only was it just the case of it being a really good book, and then you don't know what to read afterwards because you kind of want more of the same thing, and there isn't any more of that book. It's just one book.
Mm.
It was also a book about books, and
which
so that got
common.
You thinking way more about what you read, and it was a bad slump. It killed me.
I'm actually sort of I'm going through a reading slump in that I'm still reading every day, but I'm not. I'm like the book that I've been reading at the moment. I've been reading for ages, and it's crime, so it's not. It's not like a hard slog. It's quite pacey, you know.
You just haven't had a big chunk.
I'm not feeling it. I don't want to go home and sit on the couch and read for 3 hours. I want to watch TV, and that, I'm
well,
going through
a TV. Maybe
you
need to follow your own advice, Ron, and put that one down for a while.
No, but I'm enjoying
it. Maybe that's what it is.
Maybe, but
if you,
I think,
if you could just keep going, and you
but
have
it's
to
not
keep going.
That book. I've been feeling this way for about 2 months now. Mm. I've just every book I've been reading, I'm still enjoying it, but I'm like. The lure of the TV. I go through phases. I have my three phases, my TV phase, my reading phase, and my writing phase, and they usually go in that order. So I'll watch a lot of TV for a period of time, and then one really good book will hook me.
Get enough phase of reading.
And then I'll go, read, and then that'll inspire me to write, and then I'll go back into the beginning. It literally is
like
a pattern.
Phases of the moon.
What about smartphones, the annoying, incessant beeping and flashing that just... I was reading... Carolyn Overton's great thriller on the weekend, but all the characters kept checking their phone. So I kept checking my phone. And it just drove me insane. I had my phone in my hand. I go, no, I'm reading this book. I really want to know what happens.
Right.
And yet my phone was in my hand. Phones are driving me nuts when I'm reading.
I've never had that problem.
I'm extremely guilty of, I will get into bed to do my half an hour reading before bed, and I'll end up on my phone instead. And then
you charge on the other side of the room.
Yes, or just turn it off for the period of time while you're reading. Like, I need to do that because it is a bottomless pit. You get scrolling on Facebook or on YouTube, awful. And it's a bottomless pit.
I put my charger on the other side of my bedroom so that I
full of tips.
Well,
that's how you get up in the morning, isn't
that's
it?
How I get up, yeah. So my alarm will go on and I'll be like, I can't switch it off without getting up, right? So these are all my tips.
How
but
far
it
is
also
it?
Means
how far is it?
So but it's long, right?
It's long,
so it's
yeah.
down so it's down the other end. It's like near the bookshelf. So I have to actually get up out of bed and go to the charger and turn off my alarm. But it also works really well for bedtime because you plug it in to charge it and then you go into
good
bed
night,
and you can't reach it. Not without getting up.
And we're really that lazy that we, you know, we'll see that and go, it's not worth it.
And in winter, it's even harder to get out of bed.
Exactly. Yeah. When you've got a hot water bottle and you're set.
And look, screens are passive entertainment, and there's something to be said for that, because when you're tired, especially during the week, and you can just lie in front of
that's
the TV.
That's why
it requires nothing from you.
You just sit.
Entertains you, and you're just this passive, like, acceptance. Of, like, you're just a receptacle of entertainment. Whereas a book engages you, and you have to work, and your little eyes have to read, and you comprehend the words, and
your
arm
has to move.
Yeah, it demands a little bit much more of you, but it's also so much more rewarding. And as soon as you get out of a slump and you're back in reading, you remember this doesn't really compare to TV.
Yeah,
it's so much better. It's just a little bit harder.
I'm waiting. I'm waiting.
Do you ever feel guilty for reading? Like,
no.
I mean, I've always been a part of a big family, and I was always the end of my teens, I became just this slob that just to read, just lie on couches and on the edge of things and just read. And because I'm a big reader, like I hold through in any relationships that I've got into, it does take a lot of your time.
Yeah, it does.
If you're meant to be sharing the weekend with your partner and you've got a really good book on the go, it's really hard. But I got really frustrated a couple of weekends ago. Where I was two pages, people, from the end of one of the best books I've read this year, 2 pages. And this family thing happened, and I had to be involved, and they would not let me not be involved in this
That's
family
annoying.
Thing. And I was, to my mind, I was thinking,
give me
mass
five
murder
minutes.
Is not too bad in this particular instance. I think every judge would just let
they'd
me
agree,
off.
Yeah.
They'd be like, oh. He was 2 pages from the end, people.
And then, John, you would go to jail and have all the reading
all
time
the reading
in the world.
Oh, why didn't I do that?
Mass murder.
Do they get all the books, or they just get are you allowed to make choices when you're in? I mean, I'm just
books
asking.
I don't know.
I'm asking for a friend.
Based on Orange Is the New Black, there's a library.
But are you allowed to order things in? That's my question.
From Booktopia.
I don't know how it works, but I imagine that it would be terrible, and I don't think it's a way to go.
That's not.
But what if I went there and I was able to influence others to read? Wouldn't that be like a real correctional facility? All these big readers surrounding me.
And you're so tall and scary that people would just go, okay, John.
Yeah, you read that David Copperfield. Okay, Mr.
Oh, my gosh. Write the book. I'll read it.
You have a list there.
I think
we've
covered most
of
our
things.
So the other, I did want to sort of maybe mention whether or not we think reading challenges.
I think it's too much pressure.
I've never really done one, but.
Have you seen people dropping out of them? Because Goodreads has their reading challenge. People are dropping out.
I think it depends on, again, I don't think it works for me, but again, Tanea upstairs, she does them sometimes and she really loves the challenge.
Yeah.
But she can also read very fast.
I think it is, if you've got a really competitive spirit and, you know, you want to set yourself, you're the sort of person who likes to set themselves a challenge and then meet it. To me, that just seems, takes all the fun out of it.
Yeah, it does.
But like,
yeah,
I think
I agree.
For some people it can be really, I'm going to cough.
How
I'm
dare
so
you?
Sorry.
But couldn't you just read board books and really ratchet up those numbers?
Could. No, yeah. But usually they're specific.
This is an apple.
I am not for reading challenges, but I'm definitely for two things similar in a way, is that book clubs and lists. So if you say, this year I'm going to read, in 2018 I'm going to read 18 books, like that kind of idea. You can cough again, Sarah.
Thank you for permission.
So those two are things that I do that help me. So I'm glad that we're in a book club, Sarah and I.
Yeah.
And
I didn't read the book last time.
You did not, but I did. And so for me, having that, someone expecting me to read it, and almost it's almost a little bit of FOMO, which is fear of missing out, right? So if I don't read it and then we get together and everybody else has read it, I'll be like, oh, I kind of, you know, wish I'd read it now because then I could be involved in the discussion.
Whereas that doesn't stop me. I can still definitely talk about a book I haven't read.
You can.
Book clubs are great also if because it brings you out of your reading zones.
It does. Oh, yes.
Someone in the group might recommend something you would never, ever choose.
Pretty much everything that we've read in our book club over the last year is something that I probably wouldn't have gone for. I love book clubs. I'm all for them and lists. So, I mean, I've not really done like the, you know, 18 books in 2018 kind of thing, but I have a list of books that I have and that I do want to get to eventually. And I love the act of ticking them off.
Yeah.
Like, it's really satisfying.
And I have sort of thought that I might like to do an award-based reading challenge, like read a whole short list.
Yeah,
I don't know which for which awards.
We were discussing this last week or a bit before, I think.
I think it would be cool to just like go out and buy the whole short list for the Miles Franklin.
Because you've got like a purpose, if you will. More than just the reading.
I would just like the experience of waiting to hear the winner when I've read every single one of the books because I've never had that experience.
And you know how wrong they are when they choose the wrong one.
Yeah.
They're really opinionated on
it. That would be fun, actually. Yeah. Tempted.
I think I'm going to do that. I'm just waiting for my moment.
So is there anything else on your list there, Sarah? Have we covered it all?
I think we've covered everything. Tips for making time to read.
There's a few pointers. I mean, some of them are common sense and some of them are things that you maybe haven't tried, but you should give it a go. Like, I really want to start trying the two-page rule. I think that's a great...
The two-page rule has saved me so many times.
Yeah.
Because most books, you know, you usually have a good reason for reading a book, right?
Yes.
You've chosen it, you're interested in it. It's just that decision to not put on the TV and just read two pages and most of the time you'll be in it, like, and you'll be... You know, you've got to. People are selfish and they'll do the thing they want to do.
Yeah.
And so.
But don't do it in bed.
Because then you'll probably fall asleep.
Yeah. Yeah. And read and just start the two page rule.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's my goal. I'm going to try the two page rule and see how we go. Woo-hoo. There we go. Well, thanks for joining us, everyone. And we'll catch you next Wednesday at 11 a.m.
Thanks for listening to the Booktopia podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to us on SoundCloud and iTunes. And if your eyeballs need a workout, check us out on YouTube at Booktopia TV. And don't forget, for all books featured on this episode and all episodes of the Booktopia podcast, head to Booktopia, Australia's local bookstore, at www.booktopia.com.au. Thanks for listening.